Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3. I don't know shit about fuck.
Bono.
I like sucking.
Ball.
Legit fat podcast.
What's up, niggas?
Oh, yeah.
Doo-doo bud.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Where's your home?
Well, hey there. Welcome back to Legit Bat Podcast. I'm Joe. Jen is not with me tonight.
Hey, you suck dicks!
She does.
Yes.
And we're going to do... So, we haven't done a show in a couple weeks, and this isn't really a guest appearance, or vice versa. It's Derek Stitt from Talking Stitt Podcast. Yeah, how's it going, buddy?
What's up, brother?
What's up, niggas?
What's up, nigga? Crack a beer.
This is going to be kind of a swappy swap cast on current events, kind of something different. We usually don't cover a whole lot of that, but a lot of things have happened, especially in the last 24 to 48 hours. So we're going to cover that. So for our audience, Derek, where can they find you?
And you guys, you can find me on Spotify mostly because they're a little more free speech esque. And so Talking Stitt Podcast, it's just Talking Stitt, but that's the name of the podcast. You can find me. Recently, I've been starting to upload picky choosy episodes on YouTube just because I kind of try to keep my show a little more like open, like just shoot from the hip, Talking Stitt, crack a beer, and just like dudes having a conversation. So whatever crazy things are going on or whatever crazy conspiracy, don't censor yourself. Just, you know, just be honest. But yeah, certain platforms don't like that, but long story short,
yeah, oh no,
you can find that. Some episodes on YouTube, most of them on Spotify, always.
Nice. And I did want to mention off the top here for my close buddy and coworker and fellow listener of the show, Murph from the Tub Turkey Podcast, he'd be very interested to know that I'm wearing the shirt he got me today.
Awesome. I've heard about that place.
Yeah, it's my shirt just says Team Niger. With one G. Yeah. Hard R, but only one G, so it's okay. I'm always on the right team.
Good old Tony the Niger.
Yeah, and then for your audience, I'm Joe from Legit Bat, obviously. Usually we do the show with my wife, Jen, and my little brother, Ben, but he hasn't been on in like a year and a half, so I think he's officially off the team now. But that's okay. We still love him sometimes. We wanted to get into... the current shit. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the obvious, the Charlie Kirk, or did you want to go back, dial it back a couple weeks to the Ukrainian lady getting stabbed on the bus?
I mean, honestly, they all really kind of go hand in hand together. And it's so weird that like we can start right now and then and go backwards a little bit if you want to think of it like that way. Like we've been seeing this weird political climate structure being, you know, really snowball effect, domino effect lately. And not just lately, the past few years, honestly, but we're really seeing the idea of whether it's the left or, I mean, I'm not saying the right's doing shit, but whether it's the Luigi Mangione thing, whether it's, you know, people glorifying this shit. It's almost like reminiscent of, what's the fucking serial killer? Ted Bundy, you know, and the girls all just swooning over Ted Bundy. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Like, we've got this weird, like, glorified, like, Joker situation kind of going on in the country right now. And the Joker's cool, but I'm just meaning, like, there's a lot of shit going on. So with Charlie Kirk getting shot yesterday, that's kind of like our modern, I think we're similar age group. I'll be 36 next month, but dude, that's our modern, like, not just JFK, but slightly like a Martin Luther King kind of situation as well. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's for people who aren't aware, if you haven't seen it all over your social media like I do, because the algorithm knows that I like this, you know, current events type shit. Charlie Kirk is a what they call a far right talk show host, Turning Point USA. He goes on campuses and basically debates libtarded, woke-tarded college kids about things like transgenderism and gun rights and all this stuff. And he really reminded me, I had no idea, not no idea, but I didn't really know who he was until I started looking him up yesterday, because I'm like, oh yeah, I recognize that face, but I don't follow him. I definitely disagree with him on a bunch of stuff, but that's neither here nor there. This shouldn't have happened and it's fucked up. But he reminds me of Alex Stein, and if nobody knows who Primetime Stein 99
is. Yeah, Culture Clash, yeah.
He's been on the show a bunch of times, at least he was before he blew up real big. But he was he had a show called Conspiracy Castle, but he does this the same type of thing where he goes on the street and just razzes people, really. And I always told him, like, dude, you're going to get fucking shot. And then you see this Charlie Kirk guy get fucking shot, and there is just like the Trump shooting or alleged shooting last year. There's gonna be, especially in this community, people coming out looking at all the different angles, looking at, oh, his shirt bounced, you know, and they get into the minutiae. Yes. And I do not, because I know in a couple months nobody's gonna even think about it anymore, just like the Trump shooting, even though Charlie perfect actually didn't point. Die, or, you know, as far as we're told. But I did see a couple interesting things on it, and my conspiratorial brain goes to, this is an intelligence op, probably Mossad, probably with the CIA, maybe MI5, yes. MI6, whatever, who knows. But that's just my initial thoughts. I have nothing to base that on. I did not want to watch the video. Fair warning to listeners and viewers out there, just don't watch it. There's some things you don't need to see, and you'll never be able to scrub it from your brain. I had people trying to send it to me, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch it. I get the idea. He basically
did you actually watch it
exploded. No,
did you?
I saw,
okay,
no, oh my god, like, yeah, was, I saw one that was, I saw the from the side version.
Don't watch
yeah,
it.
Like, that's
you'll never, I'll never be able to erase that from my brain. Like, I don't even,
right,
Charlie Kirk, yeah, okay, you know, he's controversial in some ways, but at the same time, the biggest question is, like, he's one of, in a weird way, the most moderate that you would rather talk to. And I'm not defending all of it, because I disagree with a lot of things, especially his Zionism shit and everything. And then that's an interesting thing that recently, in the past couple of weeks, a lot of clips are popping up that Charlie seemed to maybe be questioning some things after being kind of blinding for a while. Yeah. Emphasis on nose, you know, but you know, It's weird that, I'm not trying to make light of a situation, and that's the weird thing about seeing how social media is now, is seeing that, like, we can't just disagree with each other. Motherfuckers are wishing death. Like, I don't even really care about Charlie Kirk or anything really he had to say most times, but the few clips you'd see here and there, like, sometimes you'd be like, yeah, he's retarded, Zionist shill. And then other times you're like, well, he's talking about family and stuff like that. And you're like, he's not wrong. So, you know, it's like a broken clock, right, twice a day situation. But at the same time, this kind of sets a precedent, and I'm not advocating, because this is what the political climate is asking for right now, is some civil unrest, civil war. We had the stabbing the other day, or not the other day, just the other day it came to light. I mean, this is months old, apparently, the Ukrainian girl.
April, so, I heard, yeah.
Yes. excuse me. So yes, all these things are just ramping up like a snowball effect to where they're just trying to get everybody outraged in this civil unrest, civil war situation. And I'm not even making this a oh fuck Trump situation, but also with the idea of major cities possibly getting the National Guard coming in the vicinity. You're like, wait, are we setting up a political unrest situation and the people are the retarded pawns? Here we are, like today's 9/11 as we're recording this. You know what I mean? And like Charlie Kirk took over 9/11. Whether good or bad, everybody kind of forgot. Like they say, never forget. And you're like, I mean, I don't know, man. I rant, ramble, but go wherever you want to go with that. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first text I got this morning is from my mom, and she had to take a picture of the flag at half mast and said, oh, never forget. And also this year, Charlie Kirk. And I'm like, wow. And then, yeah, like you said, I proceeded to see nothing on social media except Charlie Kirk stuff. A couple little 9/11 memes here and there, but most of them were like, never forget Building 7, you know.
Yeah,
it is weird how it took over and the timing of it, like we were talking before the show about, I mean, if you want to get into the esoteric side of it and this being a blood moon week, you have probably the most actual, from what we're told, real blood, like live streamed for millions of people to see. Right. Literally. From dude's neck, from what I heard. Yeah. So I don't know what to make of any of that area. That's for other people to decipher and figure out. But just in general, yeah, it does seem like it's something's coming to a head, but it's also, it seems like par for the course these days. And most people are kind of not really that bothered by it. I actually saw a lot more people really bothered by his death than I would have thought. Like it was sad to me too, because he had a wife, he had two kids, two little kids. So it is sad, and it's totally retarded that somebody shot him for whatever reason. Like the mainstream narrative, that this is where things get nuanced, is the mainstream narrative obviously is going to be either some crazed whoever, take your pick, could be a tranny, could be a that's pretty much all these days, but it could be a tranny, it could be a white, you know, whoever, somebody who had this agenda. He's probably got a manifesto. That's when you know it's an intelligence op, when they have a fucking manifesto.
Yeah, yeah.
There's different ways to look at it.
Did you see the story of the ammunition they had wrote?
Yeah, of course.
They leave their little trail. I don't know, though. I don't know what to think of it, because it also is, you know, back to 9/11 as well, being today. You know, here's just a weird thing. Like, I don't go too much into crazy gematria stuff. I just don't completely understand it. It's not that there's nothing to it. But, you know, you get into things where like, well, wait a minute. When all the news hit, I happened to click on a video that happened to say, good morning, it's September 11th. This is Sky News Australia. And so the time that Trump had made his announcement, there might not be a damn thing to it. But it was just interesting that like another mass trauma event is happening on 9/11 because of time zones. And I'm like, that's fucking weird, because this was 9/10 for us, but it's weird to like everybody waking up on 9/11 in Australia, just like a lot of people did on 9/11 in America. And we experienced a mass trauma event. And I think that's what we just did yesterday. It's like, you're 1,000% right. I was very shocked on a lot of the people that were coming out in support of Charlie Kirk. And that's nothing against him. It's just, I didn't realize that a lot of people really paid that much attention. Yes. Yeah. But it makes you think, you're like, that mass trauma event, was it done on purpose? Because that was being live streamed when that happened. That can even go into some correlation with the Donald Trump shooting. The one time CNN is doing a fucking live video of an assassination attempt that just happened to happen the one time, just like 9/11, lucky Larry Silverstein, the one time he doesn't go to work. Like, how many coincidences do we have to admit to? Like, I don't know what happened with Charlie Kirk yesterday, but I also know, like, man, there's a lot of weird shit going on when it comes to, you said, blood moon and everything.
No, it's, like I said, there's different, you're going to hear every perspective possible from the people who say that it's all fake and gay, it's all staged, and nobody actually died, and he's fucking living with Epstein somewhere with Tupac. Seriously, like, somebody will come up with that.
His name's Tyler Hansen, the fittest flat earther, but go ahead.
So no, I don't know. Like the Trump shooting last year, there's a lot of weird parallels, like you're saying, but it's I don't know. There's something weird about this one where it feels more real. That one felt really staged, and I know there's people who just would be outraged to hear somebody even suggest that.
But I agree, though. You're right.
As staged, but so people always get this weird idea that a false flag or a psyop is something fake that didn't happen. False flag, very well, and most of the time, does happen. It's something that actually happens, but the narrative and, you know, who's blamed for it, that's the false part of it. And right. For what agenda, you know, what agenda are they pushing? This goes right in line with all the usual, you know, gun control and, you know, mental stability, you know, that his last words before he got popped in the neck was something about gang violence. Like, I think
gang violence, those exact
last word was gang violence, and then pop, and he was no more, probably within 30 seconds, if I had to guess. That much blood from your, you know, carotid or whatever artery that probably got hit, he was dead before they got him in the fucking van. So I, you know, when they get him to the hospital, they're like, oh shit, what do we do? How do we how do we do this? Because he'd been dead for probably a half hour by the time we got the word that he had actually died.
Right. Glenn Beck and others had come out with saying some things. I just heard word that he's in state, you know, critical condition. And they're like, and I'm not talking shit on anybody. Like, you know, everybody's going to do their thing, whether it's grifters or sympathetic or whatever. And I mean, I even tuned into a tiny bit. Like, I can't stand Tiny Hat Ben Shapiro, but I tuned into a tiny bit of him today just to like hear his like, oh, as the updates are coming in. It's a weird situation. It really is. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know what to really make of it, but well, I also know. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no! Like you were saying though, he's been one of Israel's loudest mouthpieces for a while now. That's where I would kind of tend to disagree with him. So I don't know the dude. Okay, I don't know how he actually is. He seemed, from what I've seen, to be a, you know, decent, at least good faith, well-intentioned dude. We can disagree on, you know, things like backing Israel 100% just because of whatever reason.
Yeah, right.
Like, I can disagree with him on that, but he hit, same with Shapiro kind of too, where he said some stuff that I'm like, wow, he's spot on. And then you're like, oh, Ben Shapiro is actually kind of a piece of shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this guy seemed actually, at least, you know, coming to these debates in good faith. Yes, he was poking the bear on purpose because that gets clicks and that builds your company or whatever he was trying to. I don't care. Doesn't really matter. Nobody deserves to go out like that. And literally the message I got from it was, you can't just say whatever you want. Because like you said, the last couple weeks, maybe a couple months, he's been questioning a certain tiny hat country in the Middle East and what they were doing in Gaza, not outright saying the shit I've said, but he was such a big mouthpiece for them. And I believe he received funding from, you know, Jewish organizations and all that. So as soon as he started not flipping, but just kind of going, wait a minute, what are we doing here? This is getting a little weird. And there was a quote from him maybe a year or so ago, but he's like, if I ever actually, you know, flipped on my Israel stance, they'd take me out. And there's a lot of people that were saying that. There's tweets from a bunch of different people saying, if he ends up getting taken out, it was Mossad or something, because he said something that didn't quite line up with their, you know, whole thing that they're doing.
Their narrative. Yes, I saw that as well. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because it really brings us back to like the eerie's. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know how, you know, biblical you want to get or anything like that, but I'm not saying this is biblical times.
As much as you could want.
Possibly be. But, you know, it's like some Ecclesiastes, nothing new under the sun. Like, we're kind of witnessed this weird JFK spoke up about not letting Israel have nukes, and then his head gets fucking blown off on a public display. And then now
Well, he was also talking about doing away with the Federal Reserve and things like that.
Well, yeah. I'm just correlating it back to the Israel thing, like, because Charlie Kirk had recently been, within the last month or two, questioning, like, he used to be one of those, like, very, and I'm not even trying to defend this guy. I don't mean, like, don't defend him. I'm just saying, like, I never listened to Charlie Kirk, but my point of all of it is this was a guy that just actually just started asking a few simple questions. And then next thing you know, irony would be what it is. But here we are where this guy was pretty fucking moderate in scale of where we are on the political spectrum between, you know, people can like Nick Fuentes if they want to or not like him if they don't want to, things like that. Nick Fuentes is a little more radical than Charlie Kirk is. You know what I'm getting at? Like, and so there's guys that are more radical, more radical than that too. So it's like, this is the thing that the left does, whether it's George Floyd or whatever. You just made a martyr for the right now. So you just made a, like, almost a sainthood, if you could almost call it. Like, this is the guy that's like the quiet, nicer guy. Wait till you wake up the motherfucking, you know, Nephilim or some shit coming running out the woodwork. Like, I don't know. Like, it's some strange times.
Martyr is the word. Yeah, it's yeah, like, so I would compare him to Nick Fuentes in the way of how much I know about them. I hear about Nick Fuentes all the time because I follow Owen Benjamin, and he has a hate boner for that guy. So I automatically go, oh, maybe he's a piece of shit. I don't know. I don't care to check. I don't really give a fuck. I can't follow politics closely enough to give a fuck what Nick Fuentes or, you know, Charlie Kirk says. But out of the two, it does seem like Charlie was a little more, you know, golden child. But he's also only 31, which is pretty. It makes me feel like I haven't accomplished much because I'm 38 and I'm lucky to get 150 views on YouTube. So that guy did something right. Maybe it was receiving money from Israel. Could be.
There's that.
I don't know. Yes. But yeah, it's a weird thing. And as far as looking at it from different angles, there's. So we went over kind of people that think it was all staged. Then you got to go, why would it be all staged to that degree? There was a lot of fucking cameras on that guy that day. And true. So there's going to be internet sleuths breaking down every pixel. And he was wearing body armor, and they think that maybe it hit the top of it and ricocheted into his neck or something. Like, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not a video analyst.
So yeah. I don't really know, but... the other angle you could look at it is that if it was an intelligence, well, I guess if it was staged, it would probably still be intelligence, but, or they actually killed the guy, which I think is what happened. They killed the guy because free speech. So this is another category I've found people in where they're trying to send a message to scare the living bejesus out of people. I would like to say like you and me, but I don't think we have anything to worry about. We're not really on the radar. But to send a message in general that there's certain things you can't fucking say, or you might get your head blown off on live TV.
It seems like an attack on First and Second Amendment. It really does, you know, because you'll even like look at an old quote from Dave Chappelle in the early 2000s talking about the, you know, Second Amendment's there to back up the First Amendment. Like Dave Chappelle, you know, a black comedian that's just like, yo, I own some fucking guns. Fuck you, man. The government's been done. I mean, if you go back and watch Half-Baked, he even makes a joke when he first meets the doctor when he's getting the weed, you know, and bricks and shit. And he tells him, he's like, hey, you ever need a guinea pig? My granddaddy was in the Tuskegee experiments. You know, I'm saying there's people that know about what's going on, whether they know the truth or not. And with this whole shooting situation, with everything going on, it just, everything really stinks and reeks of premeditated. Like, I don't mean like premeditated, like he didn't die. I mean like premeditated, like
planned.
We're stoking and just, you know, just digging into those coals. We're just really trying to make sure that flame doesn't go out of hatred throughout the country right now. And it's funny because it's misguided. We're all like arguing with our neighbor while we need to be realizing like, wait a minute, the left tells me to be mad at this, right tells me to be mad at this, but both of those motherfuckers are funded by the same people, whether it's AIPAC, whether it's whoever. And it's like, I made a joke the other day that on my last episode, that all these politicians need to start wearing like NASCAR outfits. Basically, where it's just got all their fucking political donors on, you know, patches everywhere, because I don't know.
That should be a law.
the narrative is starting to just die. It's all, you know what I mean? It's like we're living in a Ricky Bobby universe or some shit, you know. If you don't shoot big, you know, what is it? Big Red, then fuck you.
Fuck you.
I don't know, man. Yeah, like, I think
that should be a law, though. They should have to wear their sponsors openly so that we can see who the fuck's funding them. And, you know, the bigger funders will be the whole suit, and then the smaller ones, like you said, like NASCAR, will be little ones. So, I mean, most of these people would be coming out in a blue and white Pfizer suit with, like, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and APAC and all these other ones on them. And then wouldn't that be so much easier? I mean, it would still, I don't think it would really matter. We kind of already know that anyway. But it would be great to see. It would be such an idiocracy thing to see for them to be wearing their sponsors so everybody can be like, oh, he's supported by Pfizer. I like that. And that's probably, what, 30, 40%? Maybe less than that right now. But,
on both sides, you know? Our problem is that, like, everybody wants to make a left or right paradigm issue, and you realize that all the money cashes the same fucking checks, basically. You know, it's like,
oh yeah,
it doesn't matter what side they are, they're taking the same donations either way. They're just turning on, I'm a wrestling fan, my son's now a wrestling fan. You know, it's like, once you realize that wrestling's fake, then you kind of get an idea of how politics is. Like, it's all the same thing. Donations and money walks and bullshit, or, you know, money talks and bullshit walks. So I don't know, like, I'm really just trying to wake people up to the idea of, like, the left says we need to kill our political dissenters, and then the right says we need to go to fucking civil war, and then, like, the moderate or libertarian or anarchist or whatever actually realizes, like, hey man, this is not exactly what we need, because it's just going to turn into the next side taking power next time, whatever. It's like, I don't know, what do you think the national collective of everybody, like, after these just last couple weeks of traumatic events, what are your thoughts? Like, where do you think the collective is right now?
Like, 30,000 foot view. We had a show probably 2-3 years ago with shout out Julia from the Cosmic Peach, and that show was called The Pendulum Has Plateaued. And at that time, a couple years ago, it did feel like the heavy swing to the far left with, you know, Tranny Story Hour and all this crazy shit under Biden. It seemed like it had not stopped, but, like I said, plateaued. And I was like, so it can only go one other direction, which is back to the right. And we saw that happen in real time, where it kind of, and it really accelerated as soon as Trump got elected, but all of a sudden that thing was in full bore to the right. I'm like, no, that's not good either, because that's authoritarianism of a different flavor. And we've slowly seen that happen the last couple months between Palantir and Oracle and all these tech overlords. And it seems like this event, and, you know, all the other ones, have to do with giving a reason to implement that, which is exactly what 9/11 was for the Patriot Act. It was, oh, we already have this written up probably for years. We got to figure out a way that smacks people in the face enough to be like, yes, we'll beg for the Patriot Act. So it does seem like that it's an ushering in of whatever, you know, technocratic nightmare they want to try to do. I'm really not scared of it, but it does seem like that's what they're trying to do. And this is, so we did kind of mention it earlier, but the Charlie Kirk thing is on the heels of this Ukrainian chick. And it's so weird, because I've heard she was a nurse, I've heard she was a model, and I heard she worked at a pizza place. This is why you don't know what to believe on the internet. All I do know is what the video I saw. And in the
pizza's
age of
AI,
weird
to throw in there. Yeah, pizza's weird, but go ahead. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, these are just things I see in passing, and I collect things as I go on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whatever. So, yeah, for people who haven't seen that video, I actually don't recommend that one either. It's not graphic per se. It's just, if you're thinking about it, like, this isn't AI and this actually happened to this chick, it made me very uneasy. I don't know. There was something about it, the coldness of it. This big, well, he's black, so why leave it out? This big, long-haired black dude is sitting on the bus, and there's this chick in front of him, and he just...
Hey, diversity is our strength.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he just stands up and shanks this chick, like, in the neck and or, like, chest area, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
And then just walks out, and the look on her face, I think, is what made me have that weird feeling, because she was in utter shock, like, looking at him, like, what just happened? And then she just kind of doubles over and fucking dies, apparently.
Yeah. So, like, exactly. That's so weird, man. Like, because nobody wants to address it. And then, speaking of nobody wants to address it, the people sitting right there in the vicinity, like the people that are sitting right there next to it as it's happening, I understand traumatic events can sometimes be very quick, and then you don't
people have weird reactions,
you know, fight or flight, or you freeze, or you whatever. Yeah. But then, like, the gaslighting of saying it's, we don't know if it's politically motivated or racially motivated, as he walks into the next fucking train car and is on audio video saying, got that fucking white bitch, got that white bitch, got, he says it like 5 times in a row, and you're like, okay, well, if this is a court of law, that looks pretty fucking, like, you know, it looks pretty damning.
I mean, if a white dude beats up a black dude, it's automatically a hate crime. It doesn't matter if there's things on audio of him saying, I got that fucking black guy. No,
exactly.
But it's an automatic hate crime if it's white against any other race. So, and to be fair, depending on where you're at, it very well could be. But, I mean, where's the evidence? And why is hate crime, like, an additional charge? It's already illegal to kill someone. Why do you have to be also it's a hate crime? Like, what?
Have you looked into the he's been on Jake Shields and a few other people, and he's got a big controversy going on in Arkansas, and the Erval, or whatever his last name is, the guy that's building basically the whites only community.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
And now, seriously? I'm not, oh yeah, dude, absolutely, like, look this up, this is insane. And I'm not saying in a bad or a good way, I'm saying, like, it makes sense when you look into what this guy's doing. And it doesn't mean that I'm saying this for whites, I'm saying this for any community. If you're Indian from India, if you're black, if you're Native American, if you're Hispanic, whatever, then there's always this thing where you can build this culture where you're like, well, my Latino pride or my Native pride or my whatever. But then when you say the word white pride out loud, then all of a sudden it turns into like, oh shit, we got Hitler over here. So this guy, I think it's David. I'm probably going to get that first name wrong, but his name is Erival.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I got to zoom out a little bit. Holy shit.
The state of Arkansas, he's basically gotten it approved by the governor that it's not as, because the feds tried coming in on some civil rights bullshit and everything like that. So anyways, my entire point is this, that, like, when certain organizations want to self-check out from every crazy thing that's going on in the world, this pretty white girl had fucking earbuds in and was sitting on on a train. And she's sitting there not doing a damn thing and gets murdered. Yeah. And you're like, well, wait a minute. If you go to South Side of Chicago, if you go to wrong side of LA, if you go to this, it's turned into this stereotype that's real. And it's not against black people. It's like that with fucking going to certain parts of LA for Mexicans or even white people here in Oklahoma, where I am. They'll steal copper, slit your throat, and fucking steal your catalytic converter. My point is like, there's this weird thing where everybody's trying to self check out right now, but it's being called racist. And you're like, but being racist would be excluding the other people. I don't know. I'm just rambling, but you get what I'm kind of saying. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, they're just kind of sick of society right now. This blending and everything of everything that's going on and open borders and everything else. Like, people are starting to freak the hell out.
We've talked about that for several years at this point, about every once in a while you just want to sell all your shit, move into the forest, build a little hobbit hole, and just live. Grow some food, you know, live off no taxes, no social media, nothing. That sounds amazing. It's also kind of escapism to think like that. I mean, people will argue that, and that's fine. It's not really feasible in this current world to do that unless there is some great, you know, reset or calamity that wiped out 80% of people. Then it would be
that made it happen.
You have to do that now. Like, that's your only choice. And actually, that would be the motivation for me to light a fire under my ass and be like, oh wow, like 90% of people are gone. We don't have electricity, we don't have shit anymore. Like, it's literally Mad Max type of thing.
Sink or swim.
It would suck, but I kind of am interested in that idea, if that makes sense. Like, I know it would suck. It's not going to be, you know, glamorous like in the movies at all. And I'll probably die very quickly. But at least I won't be doing this anymore. At least I won't be beholden to the man, or, you know.
You're 100% right, because it also makes you think in a weird way that we're like, everybody's always laughed and, you know, made fun of the Amish and shit like that. You're like, but maybe the Amish were right, man. Like, you know what I mean?
We have a whole,
like,
show called that, dude, is maybe the Amish were right.
That is like, maybe
we owe them an apology, because I think they figured something out a long time ago that we'd probably benefit from now, at least a little bit.
I mean, simpler is better. It really gets into, like, if you want to, I don't care how deep you go. I'm a jack of all trades. I can talk a million subjects. I don't know the deepest depths of every fucking subject. But I can also tell you the guy that knows the truth about every subject is probably full of shit. That's where we are in history right now.
It's 100%. Like, yeah.
Everybody that's this big, you know, held to a high standard. Look at Neil deGrasse fucking Tyson.
Neil Tyson.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, you got these condescending retards that don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They just want to be like, oh, I've got clout. So, but my point is like, in a weird way, I'm not really calling for a society to have some Planet of the Apes like the old movies. Everything resets and nuclear bombs go off or nothing. Fuck that. But at the same time, like, I wish people would get a little back to, like, simpler times. Understanding, like, the old Duncan Trussell quote of some idiot is sitting under a waterfall that doesn't have a cell phone in his hand and doesn't know how pissed off he's supposed to be at the world. You know, like, we're at this mode now to where we're seeing assassinations on fucking, oh, you saw it from a distance? We're seeing on zoomed in mode now. Boom, there's blood gushing. Like, what is our world going to? Like, in a weird way, like, we kind of need to go back a little more primitive, because technology.
I know, and I think the only way that's going to happen is by force, because it's not there. I mean, the kids these days, it always makes me feel old when I say that. But the kids these days, they can't get to work and back without using GPS. This is not a joke. That's real. So I think if a lot of those stick around, they're either going to get hard real fucking quick, or they're going to die. It's one of the two, because there's no way that most of the kids, and really most of the adults these days, could survive in that kind of a scenario. It's going to be wheat from the chaff really fast, probably within a few days, if that, you know, that hypothetical happened. But I don't know. It's between the Charlie Kirk and the Ukrainian chick, I should probably know her name, but that one seemed more racially baiting. And like you said, it's from a few months ago, I think April, but for it to roll out when it did, like on the blood moon, I think I saw somebody say that. And then, you know, it's right before 9/11. This thing happens yesterday. Now it's 9/11 today. You had told me before the show about someone, an active shooter on a naval base. I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know complete full details. Let me pull this up real quick. So earlier today, let me pull this up real fast. There was a, I mean, it's just weird. It's like they just roll out in patterns. And it doesn't mean you know the answers to everything. It just means like, hey, dude, holy shit, other things going on. So page being libertarian, they're pretty big page. All reports indicate there's an active shooter in the U.S. Naval Academy locked down in the dorm on campus, allegedly going to door-to-door in police uniform. This was 4 hours ago. It turned into like a nationwide story to where apparently they don't really know a motive, but some crew cut, probably blue-eyed and blonde-haired white boy decides to just go full. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know the answer to Dick, but I also think there's some weird fucking MK Ultra shit or some Manchurian candidate situation going on in the past month or two in this country right now where, like, everybody is getting their signal all at once almost. And it's like, I don't have any proof to back that up, but it just seems kind of weird. Don't you think? Yeah, like,
oh, yeah, 100%. And I think that's definitely never going to be off the table, the MK Ultra Manchurian candidate type of thing. It's also it's also really hard to prove or disprove that. We just know what we know from the files from the 50s, 60s.
That's why my show's called Talking Stead. I'm not saying talking truth, I'm saying I'm just talking shit. Yeah. But I'm questioning.
We're just asking questions, trying to look at things from different angles, but you can't ever take that off the table. But it would still, that's kind of secondary to the goal, to the whatever they're trying to message by doing these types of things. I guarantee you that whoever they say pulled the trigger did not actually do it, or they killed him shortly after and it was the guy who pulled the trigger. Who knows? But the you saw a patsy immediately, specifically on the Charlie Kirk one, where that Tim old Waltz? White dude that kind of Tim Waltz.
He looked like Sanders. Tim fucking Waltz. That was the first
one I read. Yeah. He immediately after it happened was like, I shot him, I did it, arrest me, that kind of thing. And so they're like, oh, well, okay, sure, why not? He was released like not that long later because they were like, you obviously didn't do this. But in the meantime, the actual apparent shooter got away. And last I heard, they don't have anybody in custody, or maybe they have a couple of people held for questioning, but I don't think the actual guy or girl, whatever, who did it, they even know where the fuck. And I heard a couple different things on the gun. Of course, immediately they go to, it was an AR-15 style assault rifle, 5.56, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. If you're shooting that dude from 200 yards, the bullet wouldn't have done what it did. And I'm no ballistics expert, but that looked like a bigger round to me. And then later they said they found a Mauser
30-06. 30-06,
that's
yeah.
That sounds more like it. That's a gnarly round.
I have a Remington 30-06 in my bedroom in my safe. And yeah, exactly. Like 30-06 is my dad. I grew up with a hunter for a dad. So it's one of those 30-06. My dad's hunted elk and all kinds of shit. It's like, it'll pretty much take down anything on the planet as long as you know how to shoot it. And unfortunately,
That's the other thing, dude.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a 30-06, if you know how to shoot it, will take down anything on the planet, whether it's a person, an elk, a caribou, or whatever.
That's the thing, is that this wasn't some crazed lunatic, Antifa blue-haired person. Unless they were really spending some time at the range with that gun, these crazy libtards don't just grab a gun and snipe somebody from 200 yards, which really isn't that far for a sniper shot, but somebody knew what they were doing enough to... It looked like they were accounting for bullet drop. I guarantee you they were planning to hit him in the head, and it fell a little short, but still, you know, did the job. It was a great shot. I mean, it's terrible, but it was a great shot, which makes me think it's a professional hit, a marksman, probably SEAL Team 6 type shit, or Mossad's version of that, whatever it is. But
and then whether you account for wind, you know, difference on the shot itself of like, oh, I overestimated a little on like the distance of the shot with the scope, but at the same time, like, if that shot was purposefully placed there, that even makes a little more of an argument of like, damn, that was like a legit
And it was
like sniper on it, you know, because like you could have an accidental, like, not to go back into the Trump thing, but I'm saying like, oh, wing the ear and it could have been the brain, you know, just one of those could have been one of those situations.
Thank you, Jesus.
This was still a fatal shot, regardless if you missed hitting the fucking center of the skull. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if that was the initial shot of the shot, then oof, you know, that makes it even more of like a professional hit looking situation.
And the fact that he didn't just mag dump, that's the other thing is,
yes,
when you have a crazed shooter, they're not using a 30-06 that has five rounds maybe in it, bolt action shit.
No, like,
he was there for Charlie Kirk. Obviously, he was there to get that one guy, took one shot and fucking bounced. That's a pro fucking hit. That's Jason Bourne shit.
It is 100%. And then that really gets into the world of like, I mean, I'm not saying because I can't speculate, but I can speculate all I want. We live in America, but, you know, fucking Israel or Mossad or anything else. I mean, who knows at this point? Like, that's the weird thing about it is like, it's almost a roll of the dice. It's not like, oh, conspiracy theorists are just making up a bunch of horseshit about the ice wall or the fucking whatever. Like, no, this is a roll of the dice. This is our JFK right now in a weird way. Whether you like Charlie Kirk or not, this is a who's who of who the fuck initiated this hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it seems like the same, you know, general playbook as JFK, JFK Jr. Oh, well, that was... what, he got a plane crash or a helicopter crash or something like that?
But yeah, plane crash. Yeah.
Not, and these are just Kennedys we're talking about. I'm sure it's happened to plenty of other people too. But to see this same type of thing, a lone gunman, you just had a problem with Charlie and how much he talked about faggots or something. You know, like, who knows? Right. I don't think that's what that was, but the timing of it, like we were talking about earlier, just the sheer timing, it was live streamed, it was, and I'm sure a lot of his are, but this one went, I mean, there were so many cameras out there, and if we can't find something, you internet sleuths out there, if you can't find something with all the different camera angles, there's got to be, assuming they're not censored and taken off of platforms, which I bet the ones with the real evidence probably are. They got a team of people out there making sure that the smoking gun, as it were, doesn't, you know, see the light of day. But that's my conspiratorial speculation. That's it, my opinion. Okay.
I told my wife, you know, just literally probably 2 days before this, I was like, I don't know. Excuse me. I was like, there's some kind of weird ether in the air right now. Like, there's just kind of something that just feels off, you know. It's like, this is.
As for a
week ago at most. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, we got 9/11 coming up. We got just a bunch of weird shit going on. Just felt off. And then this happens. And then now we have 9/11. But then also, I don't know if you saw what Alex Jones titled his headline yesterday when he shared the report about Charlie Kirk being shot. His title was "The Shot Heard Around the World." So then my brain went into like, okay, I'm actually a pretty big Revolutionary War, you know, like whether what we're told is right or wrong, you know, I'm like the narrative, I kind of dig into that a little bit. And then, so then you look into that and you're like, wait a minute. So Shot Heard Around the World was Lexington Concord, which was 1775, not 76, where everybody associates 76. So I'm like, wait, the rise and fall of all these great empires, the average is 250 years. Now we have 1775, 2025, Charlie Kirk getting shot, the shot heard around the world. You're like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know shit as a conspiracy theorist, but I know to question everything. So it's like all these weird fucking things are lining up. I don't know what to think of them, but what do you think of that?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, the average, you know, empire length is about 250 years, and we're right there. Combine that with
weird
that one chick, I can't remember her name now, but that one like prophetess chick that like tries to call. I think she might have died years ago, but or maybe not. There's a couple of them out there, but they.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
Yeah, they said something about 2025. Then you have the Deagle report talking about, you know, the decrease in population specifically in the U.S. in 2025 or after, whatever. But I think a lot of that is, you know, released to conjure up some fear in people. If you think the way I do, and it seems like this to me, whatever is running or whatever's behind the they or whoever they is, human wise, they're dark occultists. I would hesitate to say Satanists, because I think that's misunderstood, or Luciferians, whatever. They're dark sorcerers. They're using it. Mm-hmm. Think of Saruman in Lord of the Rings. Like, mm-hmm. He's the bad guy. You know, he's the force of the badness that he's conjuring up all this shit. And it's not near as fun as that, though. I kind of wish it was as simple as a Lord of the Rings thing, but it's not. It's a lot more, what do you call it?
It's just darker.
Insidious. It's people, yeah, against each other, like you said, with the race war thing, and oh, blacks have to hate whites now, and whites have to hate blacks. And there's this black lady that from BLM that was saying blacks have a right to violence, and just all this weird shit. And it's like, if people would just stop fighting with their neighbor and pick up the pitchfork and go towards where we're supposed to go. And this is not an incitement of violence either, you fucking retard AI.
Right. Stars.
This is.
But also pick up a goddamn book while you're at it. But yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing in history that has worked. Now, we live in the modern time. This is a time where you can't just do a French Revolution on a motherfucker. Like Biden said, you'd have to have F-16s and, you know, rockets or whatever he said.
So oh, yeah. He's talking about 20 years out of date equipment. Yeah.
No, they're way ahead of us now, to the point where, yes, we all have guns for the most part behind every blade of grass and all that. But that's still not going to matter if you've got what the U.S. military has. The only thing that I love, though, is that a lot of the U.S. military, the actual servicemen and women, they would agree with us with a lot of this stuff. So
that's what I was going to ask. Go ahead. Just say what you're going to say. I got a question.
No, I just
finished what you're saying.
I think they, I mean, just from the people I've known that are in the military, somebody told them to start opening fire on U.S. citizens. This is obviously an extreme scenario. I would say most of them would be like, no, fuck you. We're not like, this is ridiculous. Same with police. As much as people want to rag on police, and I hate a lot of cops too, there are good ones out there, and I think a lot of them, especially where I live, would not be down with enforcing any kind of policy or, you know, mandates or whatever like that, because they didn't in 2020. And I know a lot of them have thought about it since then, and they're definitely on the same page. So I think that we do outnumber the powers that be by a ratio of ants to grasshoppers, but it's getting everybody, you know, on the same page enough to be able to stand their ground and not, you know, deal with this shit. But we're talking about worst case scenarios. Anyway, what were you
guys? That's what sucks. What I was going to say is, like, that's what they want us to do at the end of the day, is they just kind of really, like, back to 9/11, we saw the Patriot Act. We saw everything that rolled in after that. And, you know, remember when everybody said, man, I got nothing to hide. I don't care if the NSA spies on me, until 24 fucking years later, and you live in the UK and you're getting arrested and fired from your job from fucking some stupid post that you shared on Facebook or you social media. So what I'm saying is, like, we're living in this slippery slope of a totalitarian regime, and it doesn't matter whether you're left or you're right. It's both sides. As soon as they come in office, like, anybody that's still buying that paradigm that, well, Donald Trump's next fucking Hitler and Obama is the goddamn Antichrist, like, no, they all are. Like, as soon as they come into power, that's the problem, that everybody's still buying in this narrative of, like, they're going to strip your rights away one fucking step at a time. Your Ruby Ridge and Ricky and Randy Weaver, Randy Weaver and, you're getting Waco situations. You're getting into even the Lakota tribes. Like, you get into all this shit to where, like, the government doesn't fucking care about you. That's the biggest narrative that everybody is so ate up on, is like,
well, I think it's mostly boomers. It's boomers that
I know, but there's still young ones too that are still buying the idea of, like, well, we get this new guy in this false hopium. I wish we could just all really, not to sound hippie, but like realize the government's faking gay, man. Like, it's fucking faking gay. Like, the sooner we realize that, the sooner we'll stop arguing as citizens.
No, that's the whole, I mean, it's genius, really, to use the Hegelian dialectic in the divide and conquer Bingo. Strategies. It's just part of the playbook. It's like step 1, 2, and 3 in the intelligence playbook is that. And to see it play out time and time again and people fall for it, even people in this community I've seen that it's, I don't want to say fall for it like they're just retards. It's just, it's so, gamified out that they know that there's a certain amount of people that are going to fall for it every single time. And with social media and the ability to boost the algorithm for in favor of a certain thing or, you know, downplay other viewpoints, it looks like we're all like headed the same direction, but that could all be illusion. I'd like to think there's a lot more people that are thinking this way than it seems like, but then I don't really know, because I'm like, I just know what I see on the very curated algorithm. So I don't know if what I'm seeing is real or if this is just how they want me to feel about this certain subject right now. So I'm constantly second guessing myself. Here's the other insidious part: constantly second guessing myself, always second guessing what I see and hear. And where does that put you? That puts you in a state of confusion, in a state, a limbic, you know, fight or flight type of thing, which is the actual goal, is putting you in that state, because you're more manipulatable in that state and you're more apt to make crazy decisions. And so it's weird, because even if you see what's going on, it's really hard to like remove yourself from that and say, oh no, I'm not participating in that because I know that they're trying to do that. It still works though. This is the crazy shit. I said that in our Telegram earlier. I'm like, I didn't want to, but somebody sent me the video of the shout out Raven and Top Lobster over at Nephilim Death Squad.
Yeah.
One of their listeners called him Black Stabbeth, but the black
guy stabbed
the Ukrainian girl. which is very dark, but hilarious. And I watched it and it was actually blurred out. So it's not something that's going to be seared, but like I told you earlier, like the look on her face and everything, just, I think whatever that video was supposed to accomplish worked on me, because I felt a certain type of way after that. And I actually, like, it was weird. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I'm like, that was so, so fucked up. And the look on her face and just the, like, I don't care what skin color you are. Just the whole thing was so against any like human nature thing that people have that I didn't know how to process it, you know. And is that what they're going for? Well fucking done, because it worked.
Yeah,
and I was tore up from, like, I don't know,
the psyop, dude. That's the thing, is whether it's, I don't know, not to get too fucking woo-woo or whatever, but like whether it's psychological vampire shit or whatever it is, it's like they're jacking your louche, as Tripoli would say. You know, it's like they're stealing your energy, and they're doing it on fucking purpose. And what they're doing is like, it's some witch's brew kind of bullshit where they get a mass energy collected together, and they can orchestrate whatever they're doing. So like you had mentioned, Hegelian dialectic, like, you know, problem, reaction, solution. This is what we're seeing, whether it's this stabbing situation, whether it's a Charlie Kirk situation. We are giving people an opportunity to be fucking outraged and possibly show their worst sides to diminish somebody that actually maybe had a point. And I'm not talking about Charlie specifically. I'm just talking about anybody specifically. Like, because the reaction to what the situation is, they're going to use that as their catalyst of whatever their new fucking problem is going to be. So like, oh, well, I flew on an airplane. I did, like, 3 weeks ago. Well, you don't have to take your goddamn shoes off anymore. You're like, yeah, well, you still might as well shove your thumb up your butthole while you go on the fucking airplane. Yeah. You know, like, you know, it's like, so it's like, what are we going to allow? That's the problem, is like, how far are we going to like degrade society to what is normal anymore? You get what I'm kind of
Nobody
saying?
Nobody knows. And that's the other thing, like I said, with the confusion and just creating this general air of unease in people and not trusting anything. I think AI is actually a lot of that, where it's yep. it was put out for everybody to use anywhere for free, because now you can't trust shit. And I know I've talked about it on past shows, but like on Facebook, where a lot of the boomers hang out, all these fake photos that come up and they're like, this kid built this sandcastle from his bare hands and no one appreciates it, and he's crying, and there's so many comments under it. I don't know if anybody else has seen these. I don't know why.
Oh, I've seen them. George Strait saw Ozzy Osbourne died and made a tribute. You're like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I know exactly. Yes.
The thousands of comments later. Oh, prayers, and oh, that's beautiful. Well done. And I'm like, there can't be that many people that don't know. But then you go outside and you're like, well, maybe.
Well, they still believe 9/11.
Yeah, it's a confusing time and it's maddening. But I saw a decent video earlier that was like, you know what? We can talk about this stuff. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's fucked up. Sometimes nobody knows what's going on. But really all you can do is just make sure that you're good. Your family's good. Make sure you're nice to people. Like, general platitudes out there, but it's true. There's a reason they're cliches, is because that is all you can do. Yes, we can go on shows like this and talk shit about all this stuff and try to figure out what's going on, but really when we log off and go back to our life, we're just going to be doing that. We're not going
to
be,
we have to deal with the reality of the world. I'm saying we have to deal with the reality of, we can say whatever we want on social media or on, you know, podcasts and whatever, but at the same time, like, man, we have to deal with the reality of the world, whether they over, exemplify it, like they show you bigger things that are happening just for mass trauma events, or whether it's just like you're just walking from your car to, you know, to your job and you're a female that gets mugged by some crazy dude while you're living in Chicago. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the world is real, and that's the fun part about, like, talking shit, talking shit, legit bat. I don't know if legit bat means, like, big dick, but I got a feeling that probably does. But, legit brat, bro.
That's close enough, yeah.
Boner.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, the idea of just being honest of the world as we see it, that's what's really scaring people. Is just notice, like, the fucking noticing. It's not Jew noticing. It's not this noticing. It's just, like, noticing the world is being fucking torn to shreds every single day, no matter what country you live in. And we're just all trying to survive, you know?
It's just pattern recognition. And humans are very, very good at doing that. Even if you're a ding-dong, you're still good at noticing patterns. Maybe you just don't notice that you notice patterns, but that's really all it takes, is looking at patterns. And if certain demographics fall into certain categories because of patterns, so fucking be it. That doesn't make you anti-Semitic. It makes you go, there's this group of people that, you know, do these things a lot statistically. And people always conflate that with, you know, you hate Jews, you're an Islamophobe, or you're whatever a phobe. And it's like, no. The being Jewish has nothing to do with the nation state of Israel and that faggot Netanyahu that just thinks he can do whatever he wants, kind of because he can, with the U.S.'s backing. That's what I'm not liking. I don't care if you go to Shabbat and do your la-ha-la-ha, whatever. Do that. That's fine. I don't give a shit. I'm talking about what you're doing to other people in the name of your country or your religion or whatever. That's the thing I have the problem with.
Well, that's people the irony.
Not be also, able to differentiate that.
Trump, what was like a month ago, you know, Trump wanted to, the idea of like burning the flag and blah, blah, blah. Like, wait a minute. So before that, you were calling for burning the flag of Israel as being a hate crime against Jewish people. ADL, everybody's on your ass about that. But at the time being, don't burn the flag of Israel, but you can burn the flag of America. Now, then Trump doubles down on the idea of like, well, burn the flag of America. You're like, yeah, but the irony is like, look, is freedom of speech free or is it not? And I'm not this complete, like, I can disagree with a bajillion people on the planet. all the Pajints, all the blacks, all the, you know, whatever, all the Jews, all the whatever. I'll disagree with all the whites. I'll disagree with the Mexicans. I'll disagree with everybody. Because at the end of the day, it all starts in your household. Just be a good person. Just don't look at fucking race. Don't look at all that stupid shit. Just be a normal person. Raise your kids right. But at the same time, like, where does freedom of speech end? You know, like our First Amendment rights. It's like Trump saying you can't burn a flag of Israel while it's still legal to burn a flag of America. Like, where the fuck? Like, where
well, it shows you where his allegiances loyalties. Are and his entire cabinet and administration seems to be in lockstep with that, from Cash Patel to Dan Bongino. They all seem to have kissed the ring and sucked the testicles of Bibi Netanyahu. And I love saying Bibi Netanyahu because that's such a gay fucking thing. Why do they call him that? I've asked this before. Why do they call him Bibi? His name's Benjamin. Know. Doesn't it sound like a pet name for a boyfriend? Oh, Bibi. It's so fucking Bibi. Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, Bibi. Now, go fuck yourself. That guy has warrants out in different countries for his arrest because he's a fucking war criminal, genocidal exactly. fucking maniac, and it has nothing to do with his apparent religion or ethnicity, even though he's Polish. Whatever.
Exactly. That's not where he's from. Just like Zelensky, just like all of them, they're all puppets. You know, go back and listen to Rush, listen to the song fucking Free Will. We're all merely puppets on the stage, performers and portrayers. Kind of takes it from Shakespeare, but the same idea, you know.
I wish, like, I would have pulled it up beforehand if I would have known. I probably can't find it now, but there is a, I think it was a Mossad agent, like on 60 Minutes or something, probably in the 90s, maybe later, but he was literally saying, oh, we're the stage directors, basically. The world is our stage, and everybody's just... It was like the Rush song, kind of, where he's like, oh, yeah, it's just, it's theater. Not that things don't actually happen, like I said earlier. Things do happen. People do die. They don't give a fuck. They'll kill whoever they need to.
Bingo.
But it's still, it's theater for the elite, almost, where they're like, oh, let's sit back and watch Act 3. If you've ever seen Squid Game, that's what it reminds me of.
Well, they have to make it real. No, the game's real. Believable. Yes, the game is real. They have to make it believable. So then a necessary death or two along the way, even if the situation is completely fake, it doesn't negate the fact that the situation is fake itself. It means that they're willing to do a blood sacrifice along the fucking way. And then so, like, we were talking about Blood Moon, everything else going on, it's like, man, I don't know the answers, but at the end of the day, the world is a lot stranger than we are freaking told, you know? I don't know, man.
That's actually cool. Like, I like that the people that are like, no, I don't care if the earth is flat or round or whatever, because whatever this place is, it's way crazier, stranger, and way more magical than any of us give it credit for. I like to think like that. Then I also go, oh, shit, but there's the other side to that immediately of, yes, if it is that magical and crazy and we can't really figure it out, a couple people here, at least a couple families, seem to have figured something out enough to be able to impose their will on the unsuspecting masses, and they keep us so dumb and so, like, focused on this guy was black and that one was Asian or that one was white.
Bingo.
That we don't even realize what they're doing, and they're just up there, like, you know, what's the Simpsons?
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Or Smithers, there, yeah.
Who looks like a lot like Jacob Rothschild, but, you know, the Simpsons are known for their...
Oh, it's just a random coincidence, stuff. Like everything. Yeah. And,
well, dude, this is awesome. Do you have anything to close out on? Any other proverbs or, you know...
I was just going to say, you know, on that idea, it was like, you know, everything is manipulated to your advantage. In a way, like, I mean, it's your disadvantage, but their advantage, I guess, would be the better way to say it. Because you start thinking about, like, is that Hegelian dialectic? Is all the idea of, like, problem, reaction, solution? Hillary Clinton, never let a good crisis go to waste. All the ideas of when people get scared, they do crazy shit. And then if we have not seen in history, when people get scared and do crazy shit, the government or the powers that be at the current administration of those times start to take advantage of our fucking civil liberties and our rights as human beings. So we need to just kind of be aware of the idea of like, okay, back to like just bring the Charlie Kirk thing up again. Charlie Kirk assassinated in front of our eyes, right? Like, you're like, God damn, that's a traumatic event. But at the same time, we also need to use some fucking just thinking skills. We need to calm down a little bit. And I'm not saying like, oh, you know, blood for blood, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I got enough shit in the other room right there in a safe. I'm ready to go. I'm not fucking worried. You guys want to start some shit? Let's go. But at the end of the day, before we let our emotions get the best of us, let's all fucking chill out and think for a second, because I don't think people are really ready for what's about to possibly come if they open that can of worms. So anyways, what do you think of that, man?
No, they're not. Most people aren't. I'm not. And I feel like I prepared as best I could with what I had, but I'm still, if shit really does hit the fan, it's going to be gnarly. And this isn't fear porn. This is, hey, make sure you're at least squared away with a couple things, even if it's just a couple days worth of shit. Like, we've all seen the movies. Squirrel away some, I wouldn't worry about cash or gold. I know a lot of people are into the, oh, no, you got to stockpile gold. Like, I always go to the worst case scenario, and if that's the case, gold isn't going to be worth shit either. What's going to be
food,
worth
guns,
shit,
and ammo. Yeah, food, guns,
and ammo. And as a cherry on top, weed, alcohol, and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Great barter items. I wish I had a stockpile of all that, but I always use all of it somehow. So
yeah, I use my weed and smoke my cigarettes. But
So I don't know. Just stay vigilant out there, people. We'll probably be back next week for another update if there's any other crazy shit that happens. But until then, thanks everybody in the live chat. All you audio listener poor people that have to listen to ads. And Derek has been Derek Stitt this entire time from Talking Stitt Podcast. I do need to help you get on Apple, because you'll get a lot more downloads if you're on Apple.
I tried to do that, and they gave me some email bullshit, so I need to look up that thing, because it's apparently a common thing. But so, yeah, I got some email bullshit, like, not allowing me to jump on Apple right now. So whatever, I'll figure it out.
Are you on any? So he does have a great page on Facebook. It's just Derek Stitt. I love his memes. He's rivaling me on Instagram. Really, do you have an Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, Derek Stitt on Instagram and Facebook, both as well.
Cool. I will go find you on there. But anyway, until next time, everybody. Thanks, Derek. This is a great talk, and we will see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bet. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.